AP News for this Sunday, April 2nd. I'm Jackie Quinn. Now there are three. Another Republican candidate stepped forward to challenge Donald Trump.
I'm going to run for president of the United States.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, a moderate Republican, made his announcement on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. He says he's the alternative to Donald Trump.
People want leaders that appeal to the best of America and not simply appeal to our worst instincts.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump is expected to fly to New York City for a Tuesday arraignment on criminal charges connected with a 2016 hush money case. One of his lawyers, Jim Trusty, was on Fox News Sunday.
He is literally the first person subjected to this new model of upside-down justice, of political persecution.
There is grieving and hard work ahead in nearly a dozen states left reeling after fierce tornadoes last week. The death toll's nearing 30. There were dozens of tornadoes that cut a wide swath of damage throughout the Midwest and South.
It's amazing to see the devastation. I had no idea that it could look this bad.
Maria Wright's home in North Little Rock is smashed up. She spoke to KATV. At least four people died in the storms in Arkansas, where FEMA officials toured the damage this weekend. Nine were killed in Tennessee. Pope Francis, just released from a hospital in Rome, led Palm Sunday Mass at the Vatican.
In the name of the Father, del Figlio, and dello Spirito Santo.
Bundled in a long white coat, Pope Francis gives Mass in St. Peter's Square before tens of thousands of faithful. His voice sounds strong at the start of the service, but quickly turns hoarse. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
We could be paying more for gas. Saudi Arabia and a number of oil-producing countries will reduce production. This is AP News. There's a new leader at the box office. Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, took in $38.5 million. It's UConn versus San Diego State for the NCAA championship.
Adama Sanogo's 21-point, 10-rebound night has the Connecticut Huskies one win away from a fifth national championship after a 72-59 win over Miami. Sanogo shot 9 of 11 from the field, and he made a pair of three-pointers.
It means a lot to us. It means like everything we work for it.
Andre Hawkins scored 13 points for the Huskies, who have won all five of their NCAA tournament games by double digits. Isaiah Wong's 15 points led Miami, but the Hurricanes shot just 32%. Adam Spillane, Houston.
Obesity in the U.S. military is causing concern. Some 10,000 more Army troops went over on the BMI charts, linked to reduced activity during the pandemic. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.